listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capron. Welcome to this podcast of a press release from Consumer Reports magazine, dated November 25th, 2024, a presentation of Airs LA. Consumer Reports statement. NHTSA protects consumer safety, leaves strong automatic emergency braking rule intact after auto industry tried to weaken it. November 25, 2024. CR calls on every auto manufacturer to work now to implement improved AEB. Washington, D.C. Consumer Reports today applauded the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, for reaffirming its commitment to making automatic emergency braking, AEB, a standard feature in all new passenger vehicles by September 1, 2029, and setting strong performance requirements for the technology. This decision follows the agency's review of petitions from the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, an industry group that represents auto manufacturers and suppliers, and several individual auto companies seeking changes to the rule that would have dramatically weakened it. AEB systems are critical for preventing or reducing the severity of frontal crashes. NHTSA's rule accounts for both day and night performance and aims to improve safety in various scenarios, including crashes with other vehicles at both city speeds and highway speeds, and collisions with pedestrians. CR has emphasized the importance of automakers proactively deploying this life-saving technology ahead of the 2029 compliance date to ensure smoother implementation and deliver safety benefits to consumers as quickly as possible. AEB saves lives and prevents crashes, and NHTSA's decision to move forward without a delay is a big win for the safety of everyone on our roads, said Cooper Lohr, Senior Policy Analyst for Transportation and Safety at CR. NHTSA is rightly putting consumer safety first after finding that the bulk of the auto industry's proposed changes were without merit and that the rule's requirements are wholly achievable. Now it's time for automakers to accept the new rule as it stands and focus on rolling out more advanced versions of this technology across their fleets. CR has long advocated for robust AEB requirements, including by submitting detailed recommendations to NHTSA and gathering support from more than 24,000 consumers who signed a petition urging the agency to finalize the strongest possible standards. NHTSA's decision to uphold the final rule on AEB comes as the agency today released encouraging traffic fatality statistics for the first half of 2024, showing that compared to the first half of 2023, fatalities are estimated to have decreased across almost all categories of crash. This includes fatal crashes involving speeding, nighttime driving, and collisions with pedestrians. Nevertheless, 18,720 people are still estimated to have died from traffic crashes during the first 6 months of 2024, more than 100 people per day, highlighting the importance of urgently implementing crash avoidance technologies like AEB on all vehicles to improve roadway safety. While nearly all new vehicles today include some form of AEB, and AEB has been proven effective at reducing frontal crashes and preventing pedestrian fatalities, performance varies widely. Many systems do not reliably perform at higher speeds or operate effectively to protect pedestrians at night. The new rule sets clear benchmarks for AEB systems and addresses critical performance gaps to ensure these systems better protect consumers. Since 2016, CR has tracked automakers' progress under a voluntary agreement with NHTSA and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety to equip 95% of new vehicles with AEB. Although all 20 participating automakers have fulfilled their commitments for light vehicles, the new rule establishes stronger and more comprehensive requirements, setting a higher bar for AEB performance. To encourage manufacturers to put safety first, CR's ratings award higher scores to vehicles with standard AEB and pedestrian detection. Only vehicles with advanced AEB systems, including those capable of functioning at highway speeds, are eligible for CR's annual top picks for autos. This brings us to the end of today's broadcast. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper. I'll be back soon with some more articles, and thanks for listening.